Hello, I am Oshan, and this is my lovely assistant.
I'm not your assistant, oh no, lovely. I am Yeskin, and welcome to the Squeaky Speaky Podcast. Yeah, podcast, that's the word, right? Hopefully. So first of all, we'd like to address a few things. No, we don't have any sponsors. Ever.
Yet.
Yet. Yes, we are currently filming in public because we were idiots and decided to go somewhere and make too much attention for us, so we got caught.
A whole four viewers are looking for us.
Indeed. Quite popular around the schoolyard, I'd say. So today, what are we talking about here, my ugly friend?
Thank you, my other ugly friend.
Your other ugly friend. Who's the other one?
There's others.
There is another. Anyway.
But in this podcast, we are going to be discussing the topic of horror.
Oh, spooky.
Just horror in general.
Just horror. Okay, there's one thing I like to get right away. Everybody's going to agree with this. Modern horror. It's a dumpster fire.
It's all right.
Well, like, what is horror now, actually? Like, we're talking about just like, ooh, spooky, jump scared ghost man. Are we talking psychological horror? We're talking psychological.
They both technically count as horror.
Yeah, but like, which one should we begin with first? Ooh, spooky, scary face pop up for a second, or psychological horror such as, how do we know you're not just dreaming all this, like, right now? How do you know you're not dead and this is all going through your head? This is just a replay of your life. That sort of stuff.
What about both at the same time?
I don't think we can.
Try me.
Okay, modern horror. More psychological, but it's still stupid.
Like, come on, tell me that Dr. Sleep wasn't a psychological horror.
Dr. Sleep was a good, like, it's one of the, like, it was a good book.
I haven't read the book yet.
Oh, I read the book. I hope you realize this, because it's pretty obvious. It's a continuation of The Shining.
Yeah, I know.
Like, if going back to the old hotel, red rum all over the place, the music. If you couldn't tell...
Don't think it's the same person.
No, not the same person who plays it, though. He's, like a really old man. Like, have you not...
Not who plays it, but the composer.
I think it is. You keep him entertained. I'm going to...
But no, we have had some other good horror films in the last, like, 10 years. We've had... what have we had?
What's his name? Do you, like, not know who the composer is?
Not a clue.
Okay.
But, in the last... In the 2000s and 2010s, we've had some good horror films. We had the Saw franchise, the Final Destination franchise.
Final Destination really isn't a horror. It's just more of a, is it going to happen?
You're telling me that it's not, like...
Burp. No, like, the first one.
No,
Carlos.
The first one... The first one was good, but then it just started revolving
an
into...
American musician.
Just the kills.
Oh, she actually got good with age. Never mind.
What?
That's a big synthesizer. Like, that was her, like, when she was composing a movie.
Jeez.
That's her now.
God.
She grew a lot
of
age.
You guys can't see this, but...
This is her now. This is her now. She's got a pet cat who just sits on his shoulder. That's pretty cool.
But no, we've had some good films recently.
God, there's a picture of a pet rabbit just chilling on top of a PC.
That's it.
Yeah, I know. I'm just... Anyway, yeah, you were saying.
But no, there have been some good horror films recently. We've had It Follows.
What, that was more psychological horror, and it did well.
The whole Conjuring franchise, Jesus Christ.
It was sort of good. I found it really good, but like, what's that first one? The Exorcist. It did what The Exorcist could. That's all I'm saying. Like, The Exorcist, like, the beginning of The Exorcist was, really? This movie's trying to be scary and you're just doing this? Like, yeah, I get it. Oh, he's supposed to swear. He's supposed to do all this, like, lustful stuff, but... Really?
It is a cult classic, though.
It is, but, like, really? It is an old movie, and I probably would have been scared at the time. Like, the makeup, like, it still holds up today, because we got some horror movies out there with horrible costumes, horrible graphics. Willy's Wonderland.
Hey, Willy's Wonderland was good.
It's a FNAF ripoff.
I don't care. Yeah, it's a FNAF ripoff.
Five Nights at Freddy's, by the way, for those who don't know. Get on the internet, you uncultured swines.
No, it's technically a FNAF ripoff because the company that made it was supposed to make the Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
And they are making it.
No, they're not. It's gone to Blumhouse Productions. Oh.
Actually, that's good because they make like really good horror movies. They made Insidious. The first Insidious.
They made the first Insidious film. They made the Purge franchise.
And they made Insidious 2.
They made Ready or Not. They made Get Out. They made Us. All absolute bangers of films.
Get Out and Us. Those true epitome of psychological horror.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't like make you like jump and out. It makes you think. Like true psych. Like, that's a good thing because like.
Us was mainly about, like, racism in the modern day.
No, Us...
Get Out was about racism in the modern day.
Like old racism brought into modern day. And then Us was...
Ooh, let's be friends.
Us is about, like, how, like... Like basically the government.
Because,
like...
It's
like, they would test on these rabbits, right? Because, they're testing on rabbits. In the old days, they're testing on black rabbits and black people. Like, for all the tests, basically. Were they all made by the same person?
Yeah. They were all made by Blumhouse Productions.
No. Like the writer.
Yeah, Joseph Blum.
No. Blumhouse didn't make them. They got somebody else. I forgot his name, though. He's a comedian. He did it.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, he wrote both of them. He's a black comedian. Oh, like, he was so great with it.
Kevin Hart?
No, something Peel.
Jeff Peel?
No.
I don't know.
You talk. I'm going to search this up again. Horror movies. Jesus. But there is some bad horror movies.
Best worst one, Evil Bong.
Sorry, what?
Evil Bong.
What's the movie about?
Take a wild guess.
A very nice bong trying to stop his evil clothes. We got Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Jordan Peele.
Jordan, that's the one.
Yeah, him. I think you'll recognize him as soon as you see his face. Really? I asked who wrote it, and she's like, yeah.
Wrote.
Yeah, wrote.
I've got no clue.
Do you not know who that is?
No.
Oh my god. He works with this guy. Like, they do like comedy sketches together. Comedy Central.
But I don't watch Comedy Central.
Neither do I just like watch snippets.
But no. Okay, let's talk monster movies.
First of all, I had something in my mind to say. Oh yeah, Leprechaun. The Leprechaun. Oh,
which one?
Fact, they made an actual movie called The Leprechaun Origins.
What about Leprechaun?
That's rated U.
Yes, then. Are we talking Leprechaun or Leprechaun in the Hood? Or what about Leprechaun Back to the Hood?
All of the Leprechaun movies.
Oh god.
Leprechaun 4.
That poor... Oh, what's his name?
Snoop Dogg was in there.
No,
which one was that?
Back to the Hood 2, I think.
Back to the Hood 2.
What's his name? Warwick Davis. I feel sorry for him.
Why?
Because he had to play through all of those roles.
Oh, yeah. And, like the amount of... the amount of, like, comment he got for it as well.
But no. If we are talking good monster films, the Alien franchise.
Predator.
The Alien and Predator franchises.
But, like, nowadays, ooh, like, most of the movies... suck.
Hey, Alien Covenant was quite good.
No, but like the new Predator movies though.
Actually, yeah.
No, but like it's mainly like shorts or TV shows now that rule it all.
Yeah.
Now, if you guys are interested in some horror things to watch, Crypt TV on YouTube. You gotta watch.
We're not sponsored.
I
know.
If you want to watch something like really spooky, something really scary.
But no, they're just short horror films that...
I wouldn't even say films, like 20-minute, 10 minutes long.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Luxie is a good one.
Luxie is a good one.
And The Birch. Creepiest one so far, either Luxie or The Pied Piper.
Kinderfunga.
Kinderfunga.
But,
The German Pied Piper.
But no, it is good if you just want a quick horror fix instead of having to watch an entire film.
An entire hour-long iteration of the Seed of Chucky, but with the...
The Seed of Chucky the musical, oh god.
The Seed of Chucky the musical! Oh, what, like the intro to Seed of Chucky. That horrible scene. Do you not know what it is? It was the sperm racing through the womb. Like, just the horrible CGI they used for it. Not to mention, the mask. Oh, the second mask movie. And also,
that's not a horror film, that's a comedy.
The second, it may as well be a horror film. The second mask, not the one with Jim Carrey.
Isn't Jim Carrey in the second one?
No, he was on the first one. The second one, it was horrible, because like they had the same sperm scene, except they had like cartoon faces. Like they had the troll face.
Oh no.
And the imposter.
The imposter.
But honestly, the podcast is a bit weird. Usually go for it. These are usually some short podcasts as well, but if you're looking for a quick horror fix, I recommend you check out some Crypt TV, because damn, have they got some good stuff over there. Now, if you want a good example of... what would be a good example of, like, jump scare horror? Oh, never mind.
We could come back to that. Yeah, we're going to come back to this in the next...
No. Currently no topic. Screw it. You heard us talk about it. We've talked about it long enough. Hope to see you guys in the next episode of Squeaky Speaky. We hope to actually not see you in person, because that can be a bit creepy. Especially see my elderly assistant over your run. Hope you have a nice day, and... we'll talk to you next time. This is Squeaky Speaky's idiot of a host. I'll see you never.